Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Two associates of Rudy Giuliani have been arrested on campaign finance violations, and hours after their arrest, they were subpoenaed by three House committees.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is on our newsline now. Steve, what are these two Florida businessmen accused of?
Well, they are accused of a conspiracy to commit campaign finance violations, illegally making hundreds of thousands of dollars in a contribution to a pro-Trump super PAC in the name of a shell company. And their aim, according to federal prosecutors in a four-count indictment, was to gain influence with American politicians, to enrich themselves, and to advance the interests of a certain unnamed Ukrainian government official. Today in Manhattan, the U.S. attorney said essentially that the two men, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, had a six-figure scheme to curry favors to do the bidding of someone in Kiev, a Ukrainian government official who sought the ouster of America's ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. Well, you know, she was ousted earlier this year, and she is scheduled to appear tomorrow before House investigators for a closed-door interview. Ultimately, as part of this alleged scheme, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, who are again working closely with Rudy Giuliani, donated to and enlisted the help of a former congressman who was then sitting. This person is believed to be, and it is known to CBS News, as Texas Republican Pete Sessions. As part of this effort, according to prosecutors, Parnas and Fruman got Sessions to help in pushing the White House to remove this ambassador.
So House Democrats have already subpoenaed these two men. What do Democrats want to find out from them?
Well, obviously, Democrats want to find out what prosecutors may already know. The chances that these two men who are today in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, and will soon be in Manhattan for court proceedings there, will come before Congress, I think, is a bit far afield. And so I think perhaps the event of least significance today probably is the fact that they've been subpoenaed by the House. That follows, by the way, voluntary requests for appearances on the part of the House Democrats to urge them to come. They had made it clear that they wouldn't cooperate. Now they're being subpoenaed. But more pressing for these gentlemen is the fact that they now face some pretty serious federal charges. Again, the allegation is that they conspired to make an illegal campaign contribution, a $325,000 contribution to a pro-Trump super PAC in the name of a shell company, so that their names wouldn't necessarily be attached to the donation. And again, investigators then say they enlisted the help of former Congressman Pete Sessions to try to get him to convince the White House to remove America's ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. U.S. Attorney for Manhattan, Jeffrey Berman, said today the investigation is continuing, a signal that more charges may soon come.
Another wrinkle to the impeachment investigation, that's CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.